You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Drea is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted from a date she went on with a woman named Carolina. So we're going to see if we can help figure it out for her and maybe get her another date if she still wants one in a second. But first, Drea, how long has it been since you heard from Carolina?
It's been about a week now that I haven't heard from her.
Okay.
And yeah, so I'm just really confused because we met at work, and we've kind of been flirting like back and forth, you know, just kind of office romance, I guess.
That's fun.
And
until it isn't. Like,
Yeah, exactly. But she's really pretty. She has a great sense of humor. And we've actually been having coffee like in the office break room and stuff and kind of getting to know each other. So we kind of knew each other before going into the date. And so I finally got up the nerve to ask her out. And I've been wanting to play pickleball because I've heard there's so much hype around it. And I thought it would be fun.
Is that what you did for your date?
Yeah, we played a couple of rounds of pickleball, and then we had some drinks after we're at that bar.
Okay.
And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the date was great. Like, the conversation was wonderful. Like I said, she has a great personality. She's funny. She has wonderful sense of humor. And we even shared a little kiss.
Oh.
But, the next day I was excited to like get to work and see her, and she wasn't there. So I texted her cause I was like, oh no, you know, I just wanted to make sure she was okay. Maybe she was sick. I wanted to check in on her, and she didn't answer me back. And so she hasn't been at work all week.
She got fired?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything, so I don't think so. But I've been reaching out to her, and I'm actually like kind of worried because like I don't know if something happened or if she's really sick or if I mean maybe I just don't know. I thought we had a great date. I think, you know, now I'm just worried I did something.
Do they have like a policy about dating other coworkers at your office?
Only if you're like you can't. Like supervisors can't date hourly employees and things like that. But if you're both hourly, then you can date.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then it's a free for all. All you guys are just dating each other. I love it.
Does she usually show up to work every day? Like, I mean, is she the type of person that just calls out sick randomly sometimes or?
No, she's actually pretty good with attendance. So, which is why I'm so worried that she's missed so much.
Did anything weird happen on the date? Like, was there a moment where you felt like, ooh, I don't know?
I mean, not on my end. I thought everything went great. Like, when we parted on great terms. And, you know, we even said, we were kind of even like, hey, see you at work. Ha, ha, ha. Like, see you around the office. And just kind of made a little joke out of it. But
I'd be worried, too.
Yeah. Have you asked around about her?
I asked a couple of people, but nobody really, I mean, everybody just kind of says they haven't heard from her either.
Especially a week, I feel like, is a good amount of time to not be in the office.
Right. Like, do you know where she lives? You should do a drive-by.
Or, I mean, just maybe not.
She's there and stuff. I don't know. It's an idea.
I did call her from a blocked number to see if she would answer. And she did answer, but I got a little nervous and just hung up.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you know that she's answering her phone, at least.
Well, good. She's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is alive, so that's good. Okay. I just, now it's more so I'm worried that she's just avoiding me.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Yeah, great. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Andrea is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a date she went on with a coworker named Carolina and doesn't know why, so we're about to call Carolina and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting and maybe get Drea another date if she still wants one. But first, Drea, why don't you catch everybody up on your date with Carolina?
Yeah, Carolina and I met at work. We've been kind of flirting back and forth, and I finally got the nerve to ask her out. We went, we played pickleball, we had drinks, great conversation, and even a little kiss at the end. So I'm just wondering why she's not returning my texts or calls.
And she hasn't been to work for a week.
Yeah, that's the alarming part.
Yeah.
All right.
That's where I'm worried. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to call her.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Carolina, please?
Yes, this is Carolina.
Carolina, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Carolina. The show's here, too. My name's Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
There's three of us on the phone with you right now.
Hi.
Okay, sorry. Three of you? Okay. What's going on?
We do a segment on our show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you from somebody that you dated recently.
Okay.
Any idea who it would be?
Was it Drea?
Yes, it was. Drea wants to know why you're ghosting her, why you haven't been to work.
Okay, so I'll tell you about that. Okay, cool.
I mean, if you don't mind.
Sure, you're going to ask me about it.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
Sorry.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. but you know what? Fine. So I'm ghosting Drea. You can tell her this because, you know, as we were leaving our date, something just didn't really sit right with me. It was a comment that she made. She's kind of like, oh, you know, it's going to be amazing when my ex hears about this. She's going to lose her shit. And, I just kind of looked at it like, oh, so is this some sort of competition? Like, to me, that's like, you know, listen, I'm getting older. I don't want to be a pawn in anyone's game. So I was hurt by that. I thought it was really uncalled for. And from there on out, I was really uninterested.
She was saying that going out with you was going to make her ex angry?
Yeah, like basically like getting back at her, like happiness is the best revenge. Like that's what I took from it with her saying that. So I ended up actually, I haven't been around her because I called out of work the next day. First and foremost, I did not want to see Drea, but then turns out universe works in mysterious ways. And I really did come down with something. So I've actually been pretty sick this past week or so.
Oh.
But at the same time, like, yeah, I'm getting better, but I just have no interest in being used to make someone jealous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's legit. I get that. I'm glad you're feeling better.
She seems like a cool girl. But I got to protect my heart. You know, I don't want to set myself up for something and be disappointed, get hurt. So we work together, which makes it super awkward. I just think it's probably best if we can just avoid each other at work. I don't know how I'm going to go about that once I do return to the office, but I'm going to have to figure that out.
You think that she didn't really like you that much? She just wanted to make her ex jealous?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I didn't see that coming, that she gave me no signs of that. It was, again, just at the very end of the date she said that. So that was when I felt let down because I thought everything went well. I thought we had really good chemistry and everything. It's just tough to find. So yeah, it was a letdown for sure. But now I just have trying to be smart about this whole thing, you know?
I mean, I get that. Protecting yourself is one thing, but did you ever think about calling her out and having a conversation about it maybe?
You know, it was just the one date. So I kind of feel like, hope I'm not being cowardly, but I just kind of want to let it go. And I really am being a ghoster here, aren't I? But sometimes, like, it's better than to just get into long, drawn-out conversations. I don't know what she'll say if I mention that comment that she made. I don't know if it'll backfire.
Well, let's see. Because she's actually on the phone, and she's been listening this whole time. And she wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God. So, Drea, you're there right now?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. Sorry, it just got kind of like, I just got really anxious all of a sudden. First of all, I am so sorry. Like, let me apologize for making that comment. Obviously, you don't know a lot about my past, and it didn't come from a place of, oh, haha, you're going to be how I get back at my ex and everything like that. Actually, I had an amazing time with you, but my ex was kind of one of those who was kind of abusive and always made me feel small and like I wasn't good enough for anybody. And you're just all of a sudden this amazing, beautiful person who showed up. And it was just one of those things where it was more of like a happy, like, oh my God, wait till my ex sees this because haha, I finally like might actually be happy for once. And it wasn't to be petty or to use you as a pawn in a game or anything like that. It was just more of like wow, I finally met somebody like really nice and that I like and might like me back. So I am so sorry for that comment if it hurt you.
Okay. I would say right now, like I do appreciate the apology for sure. And you know, didn't think that's where you'd be coming from. Not really sure if I'm interested in taking this any further. For me, the biggest reason why is just kind of like the whole ex talk. I feel like this is a lot of talk about your ex, and like I don't even like bringing up like past girlfriends or even guys I dated about nothing from the past, like early on. So I feel like this is a lot coming at me. Does that make sense?
You dated guys?
Yes, I date people for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You didn't tell me that. So I didn't know that. So
I don't mention, you know, girl keeps her secrets for sure. So, you know, that's kind of, I don't know. This is a lot.
Yeah. Well, you're getting on to me about like my ex, but you didn't even tell me about your exes. So it's just kind of, it's just kind of odd to me.
I wasn't really getting on to you about your ex. I think for me, it was just more about like, oh, that seems like some game playing there. So,
yeah, well, I just kind of like to be upfront about things. I don't really like to keep things from people, even though early on in a relationship, you know, because when you're trying to get to know somebody, you're trying to get to know somebody.
Yeah, but like it, in time, for sure. That is exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, you just pretty much stated that there. You know, I just think it takes time to get to know one. I don't need to know everything up front.
I guess I'm just kind of different on that end. I kind of like,
I think we're different.
Carolina, would you like to go out with Drea again on another date? We'll pay for it.
I think I've just made myself pretty clear here. Again, I think she seems like a cool girl, but I just think, you know, I'm not the one for her. I know it's early on, but I can tell. I can definitely tell we're just not a match, but.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, I would still like to be friends because I think you're a really cool girl, but I mean, I'm not really interested either because, you know, like you want to hide things from me. So.
Well, hopefully, you know, work friends. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see you at work, Carolina.
Yeah, have a good first day back after being sick.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.